WAKY. It's 354. On the road ahead in the 2300 block of Broadway, that's West Broadway, we have an accident. WAKY monitoring traffic all afternoon. Local officials are asking that Louisville be declared a federal disaster area. That way, we can get help in fighting our sewer problems. The entire sewage system is infiltrated with a toxic chemical. The entire system has to be decontaminated.
What we have is an imminent health hazard if, in fact, we don't get this plant back into operation in the sense of the people downstream. I'm thinking primarily of drinking water.
EPA's Regional Director Jack Raven tells WAKY that federal disaster funds would be used to decontaminate. Right now, we're dumping 100,000 gallons of raw sewage into the big Ohio River every day. City police are investigating two homicides, one last night at 11. That was in the 1800 block of Northwestern Parkway. A roamer Minton is dead. The second incident occurred in the middle of the night. We'll be able to tell you all about it next hour. It's 55 degrees at 5 before 4. Eastern Kentucky needs mops and anything else. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Now hear this.
Eastern Kentucky continues to shovel mud, trying to get back to normal following the flooding of the Cumberland and the Leviza Fork. Food, clothing, just about everything is needed. A reporter of the Red Cross tells WAKY.
But the particular need is money, and it should come in big gobs, if I may use that expression.
The reporter is quick to point out that Eastern Kentucky helped us during the tornado disaster. And now it's our turn to repay the debt. The Ohio River is cresting this afternoon in the Queen City of Cincinnati, above flood stage, we might add. John Lane of the Corps of Engineers tells WAKY that the only folks living down by the river will be affected. The headline on the front page read, Miller dies in crash. Some classes canceled today, all classes canceled Monday. That's the headline of the Cardinal, the student newspaper at the University of Louisville. The headline, the story that accompanies it, and half of today's printing in a attempted humor. A week's delayed April fool joke. Only problem is the people responsible forgot to let the readers, the school administration, even some staff writers for the Cardinal know about the joke. Another section of the week delayed April fool's printing of the Cardinal has declassified ads. One reading, 1,000 tickets to the Zeppelin concert. Must sell cheap. The administration spread the word this morning that the Cardinal was a joke. The content's not true. Dr. Miller is not dead. He did not have a car wreck, and classes were not canceled. How could something like this happen? The administration doesn't censor the paper. Will something be done to prevent a repeat? WAKY put that to Publicity Director Jim McGovern.
Well, I think the best I can do is give you a quote from Vice President Hammond, Ed Hammond, who is our Vice President for Student Affairs, who said this morning that he was upset by the morbid nature of the April Fool's edition and that appropriate action would be taken. That's the closest I can come to anything at this point. We haven't decided exactly what to do.
WAKY has called the Cardinal office. Everyone says that we have to talk to Gary Mills, the editor of the newspaper. He's been in a meeting all five times we've called, or at least so we're told. Reuben Ellis is a Miami attorney. He's the one responsible for television coverage of sporting events in hometowns if they're a sellout. Should give you an idea that he only handles the biggies. Reuben Ellis has been hired by Ray Turner. Turner is suing Sears Roebuck and Company. Turner claims that he was denied promotion and training because he's not black and he's not a female. Says Turner, every time I asked for a promotion, I was told that Sears had an affirmative action program and that blacks and women should be promoted and transferred ahead of men. At WAKY, it's 2 minutes before four.
High school student
to attend a sunrise Easter service at the outdoor chapel of the Bethany United Church of Christ. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. Not too many clouds, but continued cool. High of 60, a low tonight of 35. Central Kentucky, you have 56 degrees. Southern Indiana, 56. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 57. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bob Moody. In the middle of the night, city police found a man lying near a car. They didn't know if the man had died of natural causes, a result of a hit and run, or of murder. City Police Public Information Officer Carl Yates tells WAKY that homicide detectives now are working on that case.
Louisville police homicide detectives are investigating the death of a Louisville man identified as 34-year-old William Eugene Clark, 4509 Marydale Avenue. Clark's body was found lying in the street near his car in the 500 block of Winkler Avenue shortly after 2 a.m. this morning. An autopsy report revealed a
Just before midnight last night, police went to the 1800 block of Northwestern Parkway. Romer Minton was found dead there. Homicide detectives are investigating that one, too. WAKY checks the road ahead. Southbound Poplar Level, just south of the Waterston, there's an accident. Another accident, U.S. 60 at Old Harrods Creek. WAKY updating traffic all afternoon. Word from London today. Princess Anne is pregnant, expecting in November.
This is Tom Martin. Here's what they're doing in Springfield, South Carolina this weekend. They're holding the 11th annual frog jumping and egg striking contests. You probably know about frog jumping, but egg striking is a matter of having contestants hit the pointed ends of boiled eggs against each other until one of the eggs cracks and the competitor with the last unbroken egg wins. And that's what they're doing in Springfield, South Carolina tomorrow.
It's 57 degrees at 5 before 5. Their floods are sewers. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
Streisand gives a virtuoso.
Eastern Kentucky is already a federal disaster area, and if local officials get their way, Louisville would be declared a disaster area as well. Eastern Kentucky is shoveling mud and looking for others to donate food, clothing, just about everything. WAKY's Ralph Dick says Jefferson County is going to join the cause.
This weekend, Saturday through Monday, county volunteer fire stations will be taking contributions for household supplies. County Judge Todd Hollenbach has conferred with county officials in flood-stricken disaster areas. And he says,
they've emphasized the need for cleanup materials such as brooms and mops, scrub brushes, buckets, cleansers, detergents. Many of the people in these counties have lost all of their bedding supplies. So the emphasis from the county judges whom I'd talked to was in the area of cleanup supplies and the kinds of articles that can help people to rebuild their homes and to clean their homes and to try to get back to some semblance of normal living.
The fire stations are Shively, Black Mud, Pleasure Ridge Park, Middletown, and Harrods Creek. They will be open from 10 to 9 p.m. Ralph Dix, Action Information.
To add to the problems, just looked at the weather forecast for the eastern third of Kentucky. There's a freeze warning out for tonight. The Ohio River's on the rise now. It'll crest at Cincinnati in a half hour, flooding only in the low-lying areas along the river. The Ohio will crest here Sunday below flood stage. President Carter has been asked to declare your city a disaster area because of that toxic chemical that got into the sewer system. Such a move would allow federal money to pay for decontaminating the system, something that's on the mind of regional EPA boss Jack Raven.
We're going to do that with life support suits and systems so that they will not come in contact nor breathe any sort of contamination at the plant. And so if you put that kind of encumbrance on a human being and tell him to go into the plant and begin to do these kinds of tasks, I can't assure you that a task takes 4 hours or 4 days. I would hazard a guess, and it's hazardous to do so, I would hazard that we could have the plant cleared certainly within 3 weeks.
Word is the federal government's investigating the situation. Criminal charges might result. While all this goes on, the city's main sewage treatment plant is out in sick bay, and the river's receiving 100,000 gallons of raw sewage a day. At WAKY, it's 3 minutes before 5.
Sewers, springs, sale.
Now. The Okolona JCS will have an Easter egg hunt tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock at the Okolona Elementary School. Only show up if you're 12 years of age or under. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. Clear nights, sunny days, and warmer. A low tonight, 35, up to 68 tomorrow. Central Kentucky, you have 56 degrees. Southern Indiana, 57. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 57. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bob Moody.
You say Andy, under 12. To go to that Easter egg hunt.
Under 12, you can't go, Bob.
That's age discrimination, Bill.
I can't.
I'm
help
filing
it.
A complaint with the Civil Rights Commission. I'm sorry, that is just not right. It says specifically there you cannot discriminate because of age.
And it's sponsored by the JCX.
In Okolona, where the. Yeah, right, okay. Well, it's almost 5 o'clock now, and I don't know whether you're aware of this or not, Bill, but we have a tradition here to get the weekend underway. Of course, I guess the big thing going on this weekend is Keeneland opens tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow.
And starting Monday, we will have all of the race results from Keeneland.
Starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow, right. Yes. They will not be on Monday because there's closed on Monday.
Right.
So it'll be tomorrow and then Tuesday. Okay, you're right. I stand corrected. Well, all the race results from Keeneland on the Super here. Well, it's 5 o'clock now, so we can officially get the weekend underway with a Charlie Daniels band, and the South is gonna do it.
Hopeless way devoted to you, Olivia Newton-John. 6:42, 18 minutes before 7 o'clock. Wacky time. Good morning once again, Bill Graham.
Good morning. At 6:42, city firefighters are once again striking. The negotiations, which resumed last night and then ended with an impasse this morning at 10 minutes past 5, failed to produce an agreement. The firemen started to walk out, as we told you, at 20 minutes past 6, calling out of service due to a lack of an operator. We don't know if the union has held a rank-and-file meeting or taken a vote on resuming the strike. However, the bottom line is the firemen are walking off the job into the picket line. The fire department right now being manned by the supervisory personnel. Fire union acting president Granville Ennis refused to say whether the union would resume the strike following the breakoff of talks at 10 past 5. Ennis would only say the talks failed to produce an agreement. The attorney for the city, Ed Zingman, says that the city made an offer that included more money than any previous city offer, and that the firefighters said unless everything they wanted in their Wednesday night counter-proposal was offered, there could be no agreement. This is Councilor Zingman.
The city, through the mayor, through personal efforts by the mayor, sitting alone with the union committee tonight and with the city's committee, the city has attempted in every way it knows how to arrive at a contract. Unfortunately, the firefighters found this unacceptable.
The National Guard remains on duty, and fire stations, as we say, are being manned at this hour once again by supervisory personnel. The firemen are once again striking. It's 68 degrees at 6:43. The word from Wacky's Institute of Weather Service, it's going to be wet. Showers, possibly thunderstorms. It's 6:45. Vice President Mondale is in your town for today. He's scheduled to meet with local Democrats, motorcade in Jeffersonville, and then aboard the Belle of Louisville. And an anti-busing group, by the way, has been denied a permit to demonstrate today during the visit by the Vice President, so they say they'll assemble anyway, even if it means arrest. As a spokesman for the group puts it, if we were Nazis or some minority group, the whole world would be rising up because our rights have been stomped on. A new trial has been ordered for an 18-year-old Jefferson County woman convicted of reckless homicide in the death of her three-month-old baby. In ordering the new trial, the State Court of Appeals says that the trial court should have allowed testimony about her mental capacity. In world and national news, President Carter is in Frankfurt, West Germany, on a whistle-stop tour of the country. Later today, he's to speak at the Frankfurt City Hall and then go on to Berlin. In Memphis, Tennessee, firemen have put off a vote on the city's latest contract proposal until next week, but they are staying on the job. Cleveland policemen and Mayor Dennis Contini are preparing to talk over their disagreements after officers ended their one-day walkout. Eye-stinging smog is expected to continue irritating Los Angeles residents today. There's relief in sight for tomorrow. 6:46 at WAKY.
Folks in the Villa Ana subdivision arresting easier this afternoon. That's because a suspect in the Villa Ana rapes has been arrested and charged. WAKY calls County Police Officer Bob Yates.
We have charged Ron F. Hood, a white male, 26 years of age, who lives in at 12,300 Dixie Highway.
Hood is charged with 9 counts of rape, 11 counts burglary, 5 counts sodomy, 9 counts assault, and 1 count each of sexual abuse and auto theft. WAKY asked Yates if these charges result from an afternoon police line.
A portion of them did, yes. However, the majority of the charges were lodged as a result of direct evidence we have.
Hood, a chiropractor, was arrested this morning at his home. He was spotted by police shortly after midnight. A man earlier raped a woman on Harrington Drive, promising to return. He did this morning. Police lost him in a foot chase, but then had enough identification to make the arrest. This update of Action Information, a service of Cliff Hagen's Ribeye, where you can enjoy relaxed dining in an all-American atmosphere in the Hurstbourne Park Plaza on Shelbyville Road at Hurstbourne Lane. The afternoon air pollution, as expected, is down from the morning index. The ozone level now 150, down from 175, but that's still unhealthy. And air pollution officials tell WAKY that an air pollution alert will be declared by weekend if cooler weather does not move to town. It's 94 degrees at 5 before 5. A tragedy in Oklahoma. I'm Bill Graham. Details on that story in a minute.
This is Tommy Cron.
In Oklahoma City, a newspaper delivery man was inside an apartment building this morning, nothing more than doing his job. His two children were sleeping inside the car, the motor still running. Someone stole that car. Police Lieutenant Russell Rigsby of Oklahoma City tells WAKY the automobile was found 8 blocks away on fire.
armed by a car, and both of the kids said this is a hatchback, and both the kids were behind the seat.
The dead children are 6 and 3 years old. A 19-year-old has surrendered. WAKY checks the road ahead. We have accidents at 19th and Chestnut and Phillips Lane in Preston. More traffic information upcoming from WAKY. But you still have time to see a replica of the Spirit of St. Louis. That's the plane that Charles Lindbergh flew across the Atlantic back in the 20s. The replica is on display at Bowman Field, and it'll be in town until tomorrow. The Urban Studies Center has made another survey for county government. The question this time, should government spend money to assist with the redevelopment of the uptown area? WAKY's Ralph Dix reports.
According to a recent survey, which is the ninth in a series of surveys done by U of L Urban Studies Center on community priorities, almost 52% surveyed say the government should, to some or to a great degree, assist in the redevelopment of downtown. County Judge Todd Hollenbeck asked the question, did the survey point out the community's perception of county government's commitment to downtown redevelopment? Analyst Paul Schulte responds.
I think it's obvious that in combining jobs and economic development, which, as you know, we do on what we call our benchmark survey, it is, in fact, one of the top three issues. Apparently, there's a lot to suggest that no relationship is being made, or that if it is, it certainly, we did not get that response.
Ralph Dix, Action Information.
At City Hall today, the city and firefighters resume their contract talks. This is the first session since the old contract expired at the end of June. This update of Action Information has been a service of Cliff Hagen's Ribeye, where you can enjoy relaxed dining in an all-American atmosphere in the Hurstbourne Park Plaza on Shelbyville Road at Hurstbourne Lane. At WAKY, it's a minute before 5. The Class of 72 of Presentation Academy is holding a reunion in August. For information, write Post Office Box 1801, Louisville, the zip code 40201. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana continued hot and humid. A low tonight of 75, tomorrow's high 93. Central Kentucky, you have 91 degrees. Southern Indiana, 93. WAKY, uptown on the River City Mall, it's 94. I'm Bill Graham, and now from WAKY Louisville, here's Bargain Bob Moody.
Okay, Bill, the wacky price slasher between 6 and 7 tonight will be...
Good morning. It's 7:38 at WAKY. On August 1st, River Region goes out of business and a private agency begins offering mental health services. Employees of River Region will be meeting this morning and they'll take a vote on whether to work the remainder of this month. The head of the River Region Employees Defense Fund, Tom Bumpus, says River Region pays employees 2 weeks after the actual work. And because the agency is bankrupt and thus not legally obligated to debt, there's no guarantee the employees will be paid for the last 2 weeks of July.
I would assume that at the meeting tomorrow, that the full staff of River Region, we receive assurances that we will all receive our pay on the 31st, that the entire staff of River Region will vote to walk off the job with these nurses.
Workers at River Region's detoxification center in Preston didn't show for work yesterday afternoon. It's 76 degrees at 7:39. More heat and humidity, according to Wacky's Instant Weather Service.
It happens this Friday in...
Clark County Prosecutor Dan Donahue has filed obscenity charges against the managers of Theater X. The charges in circuit court accuse American Films Limited of showing 5 obscene movies between October 1977 and last Monday. That was when police moved in and confiscated the films. Martin Luther King's accused assassin says he's one of those political prisoners Ambassador Andrew Young referred to in a recent comment. So James Earl Ray is asking Young to help him get a new trial. In a letter, Ray says Memphis is a lot closer than Moscow and asked Young to plead his case to President Carter. Andrew Young was an aide to Dr. King and was with the civil rights leader when he was murdered in Memphis 10 years ago. That pollution alert remains in effect and TARC is still offering free bus rides, but TARC's Bob Carhart says the free fare program is being modified.
The Transit Authority's free ride program will be stopped daily at 7 p.m.
basically that means that from the beginning of the transit day, which is roughly 3 a.m. until 7 p.m., Carhartt will provide free rides to the people of Louisville and Jefferson County.
Carhartt says too many were joyriding during the nighttime hours. Residents of Washington face a pollution alert as the capital begins its third day without mass transit. The wildcat strike by bus and subway workers has forced commuters to take to the highways, and the heavy traffic is worse than the area's air quality. 1,300 workers at the Jersey City, New Jersey mail facility remain on strike. Officials there say they'll do all they can to keep the mail moving. The workers claim the Postal Service Union sold out when they reached that tentative contract agreement with the Postal Service. The Greek Heritage Weekend hits the Belvedere today and tomorrow, and that means Greek dancing and plays, not to mention that outrageous Greek food.
Oh, yes, I'll have terrific Greek food. Stuffed cabbage leaves, and we'll have honey puffs, and probably the most popular food at the Greek Weekend is the baklava. It's called the dessert of a thousand layers, and it's very rich and has honey and nuts. Very good.
Can't say it, but sure can pronounce it. That's Polly Motor of the Heritage Weekend Corporation. There's going to be a Greek Orthodox church service tomorrow morning. Willie Nelson and Emmy Lou Harris had some surprise guests at their concert in Columbia, Maryland last night. President and Mrs. Carter helicoptered into town from Camp David to see the show. The audience cheered when the Carters arrived, but then immediately turned their attention to the music. Boyle County Sheriff Charlie Martin is one of seven people indicted in connection with a party at which one person was stabbed to death and two others were wounded. Martin faces wanton endangerment charges for allegedly firing a shotgun into a pickup truck. All seven will be arraigned Monday morning in Danville. Hundreds of defendants in the Beverly Hills Supper Club disaster have been placed into eight categories for trial preparation only by Federal District Judge Carl Rubin. Rubin has also set tentative trial dates. More than $2.8 million in damage suits have been filed in connection with the deaths of 165 persons in that Southgate fire. Trial for the owners is set for February 13, 1979. Trials of the other defendants set for June of next year. This is WAKY at 744. The Clarksville Little Generals Football League will have signups next Saturday and the Saturday after, July 29th and August 5th. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it'll be at Moser Field, ages 8 to 12. Welcome. Kentuckiana weather from WAKY's Instant Weather Service. Partly sunny, hazy, hot, and humid again today with a high of 95. Overnight, partly cloudy and warm, a low of 75. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little cooler, a high of 88. All this weekend, we have that ever-present slight chance of isolated afternoon and evening showers and thundershowers. But our meteorologists say don't let that prevent you from doing anything out of doors. WAKY on the River City Mall at 76 degrees. Bill Graham, WAKY News.